Hello, everyone. I'm happy to see this many people this morning. I'm also a bit intimidated. I'm just filling in for somebody else, so this is going to be a bit shorter. I'm going to talk about why I brought an MP4 muxer and why it's kind of painful, but also fun, maybe. First, about me. My name is Dennis. I'm a software engineer from Germany. My day job is working at Twitch, but more importantly for this, I am one of the main contributors to OBS Studio. I've also done a couple of things for FFmpeg and other open source projects, and I do know what an MP4 file is. If you don't, an MP4 is probably the most common, most widespread media container, so it contains audio and video streams. You can click play and works. A little bit of history. It kind of is based on what Apple created in the 90s called QuickTime File Format, or MOV. And then the ISO, the International Standards Organization, they took it and extended it into MP4, and then now abstracted it further into what's called ISO BMFF, or Base Media File Format, and CMAF, which is not relevant here, but it exists. But also, what is OBS? It's a free and open source live streaming and recording solution, GPLP2. We have first-party packages for Windows, Linux, and macOS, and also tens of millions of users at this point with a massive variety of skill levels, which is going to be important. And that also means it's mostly used without backup recording. So one of our highest priorities is avoid data loss. And also we have tons of different use cases. Game streaming is a big one, of course, with Twitch and all that. But these days, it's everything from teachers recording lessons to we heard about doctors recording ultrasound machine outputs or all kinds of stuff. So that brings us to the problem. To produce files that are useful for most users, we need MP4. To avoid data loss, we can't use MP4. And the reason for that is the structure of MP4. It's going to be simplified, but the basic thing is MP4 consists of these boxes, or atoms in the Apple terminology. They contain different things. The most important one for us is the media data box, which has all the media data in it. But it is, by definition, unstructured. You only can get meaning to what's in it from the movie box, the MOV box here at the end, which contains descriptions of where all the samples are, how long they are, and all that. And it is at the end because that's how most MP4 files are written, but that is also the main problem, because if you stop writing before you write it, like you lose power, your storage is full, whatever, your file is toast. You can't really recover it without a lot of work. There are some methods. You can do some heuristics to detect audio video data and try to get it together, but it's very difficult and most users are not going to figure out. So since we can't use MP4, what have we been doing with OBS? So until 2019, we've been just using FLV, because that's what we throw over RTMP for live streams. Why not dump it to disk? I can't believe it took until 2019. It is a format that is supported by nothing. And it also doesn't support, well, back then didn't support multiple video tracks and all that. So in 2019, when we also wanted to add multiple audio tracks, we switched to MKV, which is much more modern open format. But it also has issues. Apple and Adobe, they don't support it. And yeah, that again makes it problematic for our users. There are also a couple other things, like you can't drag it into Discord and have it embed or whatever. It's just, it's a nice format in theory. In practice, it's just not really for us. Now, MP4 has an extension or an update to it called Fragmented MP4, which sounds like it would be great for us. In this case, instead of having the movie box at the end with all the data, you have a smaller one at the very beginning that only contains the absolutely necessary data to initialize your decoder, but it doesn't contain any information about the actual media samples. Those are all stored in the movie fragment.